Now, what about nab-paclitaxel plus bevacizumab? That would seem to be a natural combination in terms of taking advantage of what the nab offers.
I think the bevacizumab is going to have sort of a universal generic effect. And this was described by Jan in Science about 2 years ago, that it seems to normalize the blood vessels in a tumor, allowing drugs to get into that tumor. So if the tumor is sensitive to the drugs, you can get higher levels. And so I would suspect, but I'm not aware of data that's been published yet, that it should be a very reasonable combination based on that type of data.
Okay, so we'll say that this lady gets treated and she does great and her symptoms go away, and hopefully that'll continue for a long time. And now I want to backtrack and go back to the beginning again of this case. Same thing. She presents 1.8 centimeter tumor, node negative, ER positive. However, we're going to change one thing. She's HER2 positive. The tumor is HER2 positive. IHC 3+, FISH test is also done, and that's positive. How would that change the way you approach the patient?
I think it changes dramatically. What we know about HER2 node positive disease, or indeed the basal type also, is that these are particularly aggressive tumors. Again, sort of the analogy like to lymphoma, these are sort of like high-grade lymphoma. You either can catch it and deal with it quickly, or it's going to kill the patient in the first 3 years. So that it's a different kettle of fish, and again, it's the appreciation that these are heterogeneous diseases. It's not a homogeneous breast cancer. So HER2 new positivity, to me, is a major issue.